Under report of other officers, first item under that is the SEPA special board meeting report. And with that, Utility Director Hegerman will provide a report for the January 2022 SEPA board meeting, which is also attached to the packet.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Happy to read into the record the action items from the special meeting of the SEPA Board of Directors from January 22nd. For calendar year 2026, the Board of Directors re-elected Mayor Bob Lynn as its chairman. Mayor Mason Valarma, who was the Wrangell City Manager, was elected as the vice chair. And Robert Sievertson, who was the mayor of the city of Ketchikan, was elected as the secretary treasurer. The board unanimously voted to refinance a 2015 bond series, which will save the agency about $100,000 annually. At the August 2025 SEPA meeting, the board tasked the CEO to secure a line of credit that could be used as bridge funding for the Taiyi Third Turbine Project, also for the upgrade of the transformer for Wrangell and their substation, and the construction of a new substation in Ketchikan. When reimbursable grants are received for project funding, the agency must pay project costs up front, now made possible with this line of credit. Before seeking reimbursement for the project expenses from the grantors. The line of credit was presented and approved at the special meeting. The board also held an executive session to discuss several long-range initiatives that could be undertaken to improve grid resiliency. A discussion was also held regarding a new contract for the SEPA CEO. No decisions were made in executive sessions, and both topics will be discussed at future regular meetings.
Thank you. Report. Any questions from the Assembly from Mr. Hegerman? Okay, Member Mucci?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I didn't see it in the report, but when you're talking about long-term planning, has there been any discussion within the board regarding data centers and their impacts in Petersburg, Wrangell? I know Wrangell is pursuing a data center there, and I think they're struggling to figure that out. Is that part of the SEPA long-term plan?
Okay. Carl, you want to take a first crack at it, please?
Yeah, through the mayor. Well, the planning that we were talking about in executive session is more related to new projects that will provide more power to the member utilities. What you're speaking of is a customer aspect, which will draw more power from the member communities. And while it has been discussed, the board hasn't really taken a position one way or another on it, hoping that if data centers do become a reality in Ketchikan, Wrangell, or Petersburg, that that load is spread out among all of the members. But it is up to the individual members to engage with data center vendors, I guess, and have those discussions.
I guess the only other thing I'd add to what utility director says is that if Wrangell would agree to it, or if we would agree to it, we also have to provide backup power. In other words, if SEPA can't provide power, we in the community have to have the diesel generation capability to be able to do that. And that's another big local decision.
Mr. Mayor, just to follow up. So if a data center is coming into, let's say, Petersburg, they have to be on the electrical grid. But is it the borough's responsibility to provide backup generation, or is backup generation a sole responsibility of the company wanting to build the data center?
That would have to be part of the negotiation with that community. It could go either way, but it would have to be part of that negotiation in the contract.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, with that, I'll move on. Petersburg Medical Center, Petersburg Medical Center CEO, Mr. Hostetter, will update the Assembly on the Medical Center activities.
Yeah, thank you. My report's submitted, and if you have any questions, let me know. Two items. Thank you so much for participation at the work session last Monday. It was very... It was productive. It's a lot going on and hard to cram in 2 hours. So thank you for your time in providing that. And the second thing is on Wednesday, just a reminder, our certificate of need is a public hearing at 11:30 to 1:30 for the MRI. So we're looking forward to that this week. With that, is there any questions related to report or medical center?
Any questions for Mr. Hofstetter? Okay, Member Muchie?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Regarding the public hearing on the certificate of need, so is that for members of the public to participate? And then once that meeting is over, then the state entity that does that certificate need has so many days to rule on that? Or how does that work?
Yeah, following the hearing, yes, public. The state provides the link. It's on our website. And it's same public comment period between that time. We also allow to have letters of support. So we have to date about 90 letters of support. So that's really positive. And then the state has, I believe, 60 days to make a determination after that.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Other questions from the assembly? Mr. Hofstetter. One thing I would like to mention is that I was very appreciative of the presentation on the transformation bill that I believe Katie, I can't remember her last name, but did. Katie Price. Thought it was outstanding.
Yeah.
And it looks to me like from that, we have a chance. I think we need to look at some opportunities there too as part of this, is the way I would say it. But if you would pass that on, I think she did an outstanding job.
Certainly, absolutely. And also, I did send this morning to Becky the presentation link for all the slides, so you have access to all the information as well.
Excellent. Yeah, if anybody hasn't looked at that, I thought that was an excellent presentation she made. I learned a tremendous amount, and I'm sure everybody here did.
We'll be providing more updates on RHCP as it comes to fruition. So, yeah.
Thank you for your testimony.
Thanks.
Okay. Moving on then to the next item here on the agenda. I got to get myself organized here again. Petersburg School District, Robin Taylor has a presentation here. Thank you, Robin.
All right, thank you and good afternoon, everyone. I'm Robin Taylor, I'm the superintendent for the school district. Just a few things to note. We've had some wonderful successes. The STEAM night was held once again 2 weeks ago at the elementary, and we had a wonderful turnout. So thank you to all the middle and high school student volunteers and parent volunteers that helped make that a success for our elementary students. And just last week, we learned that we had another staff member who has received some state accolades. Our nutrition services program manager, Carly Johnson McIntosh, was awarded the Presidential and Dean Hamburger Award for excellence, innovation, dedication, and just her day-to-day impact on the nutritional well-being of our Petersburg children. So just if you see her in the community, help me congratulate her for some well-deserved recognition. We do have parent-teacher conferences coming up February 16th and 17th, so be watching for notifications from your teachers for times to sign up for those conferences. We are looking forward to our joint borough and board budget work session coming up here on February 26th. I do want to give just an incredible shout out to the community at large. If folks had time to attend the games this weekend, the stands were full. The level of sportsmanship was just excellent. The level of play by all competitors, not just our Petersburg students, but all competitors was very nice. So it's wonderful to have experienced play in several different communities throughout my time in Alaska. And Petersburg just really is a unique, special place to see the value that our community puts on our youth in all of their activities, not just sports. A quick roof update. The CBC Construction has been working on demobilizing their area. We are just down to waiting on 20 vents to arrive. And once those arrive, then Chris has assured me they have about 3 more days worth of work, and then they should be officially done with the project, with the roof project. And speaking of projects, we have also gone through the bidding phase for phase 2 of our security upgrade projects. It is right now in its 10-day protest period. We actually had 4 bidders for the project, and Samson Electric was the apparent low bidder. So that's what I have. What questions can I answer for any of you?
Any questions from the assembly? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on here then, I'll go to the mayor's report next. And under the mayor's report, I'd like to talk to one is that, you know, we don't give enough recognition to our staff and our employees. And I'd like to extend, I think, from myself and from the assembly here that we thank our folks for everything they do, keeping us moving forward. Much appreciated. The assembly held a work session with the hospital board last week. And this goes back to what I said earlier. One of the topics was the Rural Care Transformation Program. Katie Bryson's presentation on rural healthcare transformation was outstanding. And it's available, as Mr. Hofstetter said, on the borough website. It's well worth looking at. I want to follow up the recognition that the hospital board gave to both Kate Kowalski and Heather Lefevre of our local pharmacy on their critical role in supporting quality healthcare in the community. Public comments deadline for the Federal Subsistence Management Program is on February 13th. This review could lead to major changes, as was talked to earlier, affecting rural representation in subsistence decision-making. So it's important for anybody who's interested to weigh in on that at this point. And I think it's on the members of the public can submit comments by emailing subsistence@ios.doi.gov. or by submitting online at www.regulation.gov using docket DOI 2025-0170. Last, Governor Dunleavy has officially proclaimed February 26, 2026 as Elizabeth Petrovich Day in Alaska, the proclamation honoring Elizabeth Tlingit, civil rights leader born in Petersburg, whose powerful advocacy led to the passage of Alaska's 1945 Anti-Discrimination Act, the first law of its kind in the United States. Alaskans are encouraged to celebrate her legacy of courage, equality, and lasting impact on civil rights across the state. We will have a copy of the proclamation, which will be included in the next packet. And with that, I will turn it over to the manager.
Thank you, sir. The borough received a patent deed for approximately 1,500 acres at Cape Fanshawe as part of its municipal land selection. It's a very slow process working with DNR on just about anything, but it's really nice when it finally comes through. Power and Light staff were training the department's new electrician in the operation of the diesel plant and hydro. And the Scow Bay number two step-up transformer is getting closer to completion. Factory acceptance testing should be scheduled soon for the complete unit. Power and Light line crew took advantage of some good weather recently to trim numerous trees that were a hazard to our power lines. And Power and Light's consultant McMillan is finalizing the dam breach and hazard classification report. Results of the computer modeling of a dam breach indicate a much lower risk than previously determined. The last dam breach study was completed in 1985, and computer modeling technology and data sources have improved dramatically over the last 40 years. Final report is anticipated to be delivered in February. Harbor staff continue to work on maintenance issues as much as possible. And they remind all boat owners that the annual drive down permit is available for purchase. GLOW is working with community development and the attorney to finalize ordinance, zoning requirements, and draft lease language for the assembly approval in the negotiation with ACL. We hope to have this before the assembly in March. Harbor staff are working with various tour companies to finalize the upcoming 2026 tour ship calendar. So far this year, we have approximately 107 scheduled stops versus 96 in 2025 and 93 in 2024. There continues to be gradual growth since 2020 to 2022 COVID-related industry-wide reduction in stops. Harbor will release the schedule to the public after final approval from the companies roughly towards the end of February. Harbor customers that have not moved their vessels for 12 months or more will see a storage fee on their January bill. The ordinance was passed by the Assembly in 2024, and notice is sent throughout the year to customers that fall into this category. In coordination with the Water Department, Streets Department repaired a leak in the water main on First Street near the middle school. The repairs were successful, and all utilities were restored. One-year contract extension for our bale disposal expires this September. Aaron and Tom have met with Republic's representatives, and we are expecting a new rate proposal soon. Unfortunately, it's expected to be significantly higher than the current cost structure. John McCabe recently contributed an additional $24,000 to the Petersburg Public Library Art Education Endowment, which he established in 2012. The endowment's principal is preserved with annual interest earnings used to provide lasting support for art and cultural programs at our library. Friends of the Petersburg Library donated $5,000 towards replacing the library's self-check kiosk. And the library hosted quilting and painting workshops in January, as well as popular puzzle competition. Regular programs continued through the month, including after-school Lego club, yoga classes, Rainforest Writers Group, Baby Raven Reads, and the Petersburg Science Series. Wastewater staff have designed, constructed, installed a new tablet chlorination system in the plant headworks. Initial testing indicates improved dispersion and enhanced control over chlorine dosing. This chlorine addition at the headworks is required to meet the stricter standards of our new discharge permit until a more effective disinfectant system is developed. Pump Station 4 has resumed. Starting testing of the pumps and controls for Pump Station 4 is scheduled to begin on February 2nd. Although the station will not be placed online immediately, this testing is necessary for subsequent project phases to move forward. We currently have 7 students enrolled in the EMT1 class. We are excited to have them and thank them for their volunteerism. Aaron is awaiting updated quotes for the new SCBA equipment. Looks like we're going to be a bit short, and we're working through that. Aaron and Jody met with USDA staff about the appropriation, and we're going to start the purchase process here pretty quick. Aaron recently completed routine maintenance on the borough's AEDs and has ordered new replacement pads for them that should arrive today. And Department of Homeland Security and Urgent Emergency Management will be holding a regional disaster exercise in Southeast this year. Details will be announced later in the year. Youth swim lessons starting February 2nd. Please check with the front desk at Parks and Rec for dates and times for each to learn to swim level and session schedule. And thanks to the Petersburg Ski Club, which has purchased new snowshoes for the rental program at Parks and Rec. And that's it, unless there's questions.
Questions? Okay, Member Muchin.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have two questions. One of them, you know, we got 1,511 acres at Cape Banshaw. And what happens next with that process?
I'm going to take about half of it and use it for a cabin.
Excellent.
No.
Excellent.
No. Once we have all of it confirmed, we have to make sure it's surveyed, and then that property is added to the borough's property inventory, so to speak, and then we can sell it, we can do whatever we want. It goes before the assembly, I mean, just like our normal sale process. But first challenge is just making sure it's all surveyed. We've had issues with some of this process where the state has surveyed things, but then when they go into it, they find that it's not the right kind of survey. They've had issues where it was surveyed by federal, usually Forest Service, and the state doesn't honor those surveys anymore. So we're still a ways from all being done, but if the surveys turn out to be good, the property may be available really soon. So,
thank you. The other one is regarding the American Cruise Line contract. Are we trying to, will that be in effect for 2026, or is this a 2027 contract?
2027, really. I mean, the contract, parts of it could be in effect sooner, but the actual construction will likely be either late this summer, fall, or into next year. I don't see it happening. Sure. Well, am I right? Yeah, that's my thought.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Other questions for the manager on his report? Okay. With that, I think we'll take a 5-minute break here and then come back.
Thank you.
Oh, the other thing on the, just for your question.